Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I know this was nerdy and corny and lame and all the things.
I'm glad you know that.
It just is. He's smiling for the camera.
Great team win. We're on to Kansas City, baby.
And yet, all of a sudden, some lyrics start up, and I'm like, what? Many men wish death upon me.
I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be.
Keep going.
Many men. I put a hole in a brother.
That song is full of F-bombs.
That's pretty hardcore, and it gets harder core.
Can you dig it one time?
You're listening to Many Men getting his mind right.
Lord, I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
Build the forecast. For Sunday is temperatures in the single digits.
Oh boy.
Do you mind playing in severe cold?
Love to plan a championship game, schedule whoever you want. We'll be there.
They're gonna go to the Super Bowl
right now.
Kansas City is cold
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Bulletin, it's cold. Back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Talking about this game, we've thrown out our predictions. You finally got us to do it, Bradfoe. You got it. You know, put a gun to our head and anything can happen.
Pats
so,
win.
Lou goes for Patriots.
I'm a genius.
Christian goes for Patriots.
He's got him going to the Super Bowl.
Patriots.
For a while now.
Yeah. I thought Houston was going to the... Oh, that was old time.
You can get off it now. It's not funny anymore.
It is funny.
For the Patriots.
It's accurate. And unfortunately, I would love for the Patriots to win this game. I can't find a good reason to pick them based on the way they've played on the road and the team that they're playing. And there are a lot of other reasons we can go through. But there looks like there is a change in the forecast for Kansas City for Sunday. And Lou's just pointed out it's actually now altering the line for this game. So let me give you the weather forecast, and Lou can give you the betting element of it. That Arctic cold air that was coming in with the snow that was supposed to come in on Sunday and supposed to come in Sunday night during the game, and we were going to get these frigid temperatures of well below zero, apparently it's coming in earlier now. So Saturday's forecast in Kansas City, a high of 26, a low of 7, 18-mile-per-hour winds. So therefore, Saturday night, when you're walking around in Kansas City, you're going to have frigid temperatures well below zero wind chill factor. Then it's going to start to warm up on Sunday now with a high of 24, a low of 18, and no longer gusty winds. The winds are down to 6 miles per hour. It's talking about getting warm to the point where Monday you're expecting temperatures to get to 40 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, that's Monday.
So a little bit warmer. So
yes.
There's a big difference, right? I mean, would you guys all agree with, like, you know, 24 degrees as opposed to 8?
Lou, this sounds like the same temperatures we were dealing with at Foxborough this past week, right?
Yeah, this past
Except
week.
It's a night game.
But what's it going to feel like?
It's snowmageddon, folks.
Oh,
it's going to feel like the wind.
Would you admit there's a difference between, like, say, 24 degrees as opposed to, like, 8?
Oh, yeah, yes.
The forecast they were calling for was apparently going to be the coldest temperature the Patriots have ever played in a playoff game. Now it's not even going to be close.
Well, I thought they're right now. It was curious because as you said that, because I just looked and I was trying to figure out why. But the game opened up at like 58.5 over under, but it quickly jumped to 57.5 and sat there. Then the weather came out, and I saw it as low as 54.5. I just saw it go to 55.5.
And they just think fewer points scored.
Yeah, so 54.5. Right. It went way down. So then it just went back to 55.5, and I wonder if that had something to do with it. Because that's a big jump. And literally that was like just this morning.
Yeah.
So back up to 55.5, because if it's, you know, 24, 26, it's cold, but it's not 8. That's a big difference.
No. So until it changes, and it's, you know, it could change
between
now and Sunday.
You don't think that's a good thing for the Patriots?
I do not think that's
you
a good thing.
You want 8.
I want the coldest I possibly can find, only because I think Tom Brady has dealt with cold stuff before. People that have been calling up saying it's an advantage for it to be frigid, I would agree because of Brady. I don't know what Mahomes is going to do in that type of weather.
Do you know what type of conditions he's played in? Texas is known for their cold temperatures.
No, stop it.
Hey, it's known in that one Super Bowl in Dallas.
Chilly in Lubbock.
You kidding me? Please. Lubbock is it's like a high desert.
I'm not saying that Mahomes can't play in it, but wouldn't you feel more comfortable with Brady playing in that weather? It doesn't sound like it's going to happen. They're going to get temperatures very similar to what they experience when they practice in Kansas City.
It's not going to be that far off. When it's just cold and it's not snowy or windy and wet, it's like the advantage is it's slight. It's not a huge advantage. It just isn't. So that rocket of it, wind, rain, sleet, that mix, that in between, that to me is difficult to play in. Everybody's slipping. It's real grass. That stuff's going to get muddy. It's going to be slow. I don't see it being like if you're going to say, hey, I'm going to give the Patriots an advantage because they've played in colder temperatures.
Well, that's what people were doing here.
I don't think that was a factor? I don't think the advantage is as great as people like to make it up to
be. Well, I don't either, but it is a factor. Like, you're looking for anything.
But, I mean, fine.
I hate to say it. You need some extra check marks in this game if you're the New England Patriots going to Kansas City.
We got a cold check mark?
Cold check mark. You need a cold check mark.
Warm underwear check mark?
Warm underwear. Keith is in Plymouth next up here on OMF. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Gordon. Hey, I think Lou is spot on with the 23 points being scored by KC this week.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, I mean, the Colts were garbage last week and still only would have given up 24 points if not for the worst roughing the kicker call I've ever seen. And the Patriots' defense was better than you.
Hold on. Did you say that Kansas City was only going to score 23 points?
Yeah.
That is going to be by far the lowest they've scored all year long in a game at home, correct?
Okay. Wow. I just said the Pats are going to score 31
last week.
That's a bold statement.
That's why
what
I'm here.
Do.
What's what I do? They haven't given up 30 points or more in 34 home games, and they're going to give it up on Sunday. They're going to give up 31.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I would say absolutely not. Lock that one in. Kansas City will score more than 23 points. Lock it in.
24 against the Colts.
They scored 31 against the Colts, right?
On the worst roughing the kicker call I've ever seen in any game ever. And they just gave
They scored 31. I love you. But you
was that a good call at the end?
The call was fine. Yeah, I don't have a problem with the call.
Oh,
31 points. They scored 31 points. So we're making stuff
up now.
Yeah,
I don't know how you can sit there and say 20. They scored 31.
We're making stuff up now. That's what's driving me crazy here.
And by the way,
can we be fair and honest about this?
They just blew out Indy as well. So, I mean, if you want to sit there and say your game, Pat's game was over 35-7 at halftime, it was, just like theirs was. So I don't look at the second half. You know, people say, oh, Patriots can't give up points like they did late. No, they're obviously not going to. I mean, by plan. And I'm not saying that it was a plan, but when you're up 35-7, we heard Bill say it was the longest half he's ever been a part of. You know, Monday we were talking about it. You're just sitting there saying, tick, tick, tick. You want to take long drives down the field? So be it.
Yeah, let's go check mark. Both teams
same thing with the Chiefs
blew out their opponents last week.
Both teams did.
Right. I actually think Kansas City scored 14, then they had the national anthem. Here's Danny in Kansas City. He's a Chiefs fan. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Danny.
You guys are in Kansas City. Love listening to it every day.
Thank you, sir.
That being said, I do feel really good about Kansas City because with Barry playing, they only gave up 7 points in the first half against L.A. Chargers.
Heard that.
Taken out, freaking lost. But one thing to help you guys, I don't know the guy's name that's picking the Chiefs, but to make you feel a little better, the home record for the Chiefs, the quarterbacks they played weren't that good. Arizona, Cincinnati, Derek Carr, Shelby himself. Lamar Jackson. I mean, Brady's by far, obviously, the greatest ever, but he's going to be the best quarterback we played in Kansas City. And then Phillip Rivers came in and beat us. Right. My buddy of mine is actually, he's a Dolphins fan. He actually thinks the Dolphins should get, if the Chiefs go on and win the whole thing, should get rings and do like UCF down there in Florida.
Yeah.
Super Bowl rings
no,
also, so.
What they should do is just invite them.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Danny? Because you're the second caller, Chiefs fan, that's talked about how Eric Berry played in the first half against the Chargers and how great they were. Did he play in that Seattle game?
He played, I think in the Seattle game he played limited.
Was it when they didn't score 38?
He played in the very beginning. They looked a lot better. He's more of a coach on the field. He's better than the secondary that they have with him on the field, but he's kind of a shell of himself right now with that
that's injury not,
he's got going on.
See, that's not good if he and is. Then, coaches are on the sideline. Coach, I like coaches on the sideline. I like good players out on the field.
If you go through and look at it, I'm sure you guys heard about how he was having to yell at players and put them in position on the field. It was ridiculous. It showed up. Showed everybody right then and there why they were the one of the worst defenses in the league. But then when he's in there, they popped up and all of a sudden started playing better. I'm glad to see Ron Parker's gone.
All right, we don't have to go to the
Ron
you
Parker.
That we're getting calls from Kansas City. This is almost like the Pittsburgh fans now, right?
Yeah.
I should have asked that guy what.
But it's the second guy that's talking about his first half with the Chargers. Now, yeah. He's played in two games this year. They lost 38-31 at Seattle. Did he play in that game?
But Lou, don't you think that's an ongoing theme in Kansas City? They're getting excited about the return of Berry, and they're basing it on a short sample.
He's playing two games.
Right.
You know what their record is? 0-2.
It's not so good. That's not good?
No, I don't think not that's good.
No. No, I the stuff that I've read about Berry is that they didn't think he's been playing well when he's come back from that injury. That's what I've seen, but maybe these guys are watching every single play out there. All right, 617-779-7937, our phone number. We'll hear from Gronk maybe today. We're going to hear from Teddy Bruschi, and more of your phone calls coming up next.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I mean, if you're not motivated this week, you got a major problem. I mean, this is the week where, you know, you shouldn't have to put any extra in. This is what it's all about. You sign up any chance you get to play an AFC Championship game. So I don't care where, when, time, cold, weather, rain, blood, don't matter.
By the way, in Kansas City, they're calling this the biggest game ever in Kansas City. I didn't realize this because in the early days, the first few Super Bowls, Kansas City was the team representing the AFC, and yet they were playing on the road during that period of time. So this is the first time they have had an AFL or AFC championship game in Kansas City. By the way, you know what New England's record is?
What do you got
in Kansas City?
Not good.
What's Brady's? 1-2.
1-2.
Yeah. Not small. Too small of a sample size.
They're 1-5. They're 1-5 in the present Arrowhead. They are 2-9-1.
Yeah, you
overall.
But so that goes back
to the when the Patriots.
Yeah, you think that 1960 team's really going to affect this game?
No, I don't think that's going to
affect.
You're
talking about the Boston Patriots. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and when the Kansas City Chiefs were in Houston.
Yeah. So,
or wherever that
we've all established that we're taking, even though Lou made a big deal about Tom Brady, we're all agreeing with you and giving the check mark that we think that Brady's going to play a terrific game. So I'm going to put that one off the table. So tell me, other than Tom Brady, who has to go and play a marvelous game for the New England Patriots? One guy. Probably have numerous, but your best guy, the guy that's got to play great if the Patriots are going to win this game.
I think the most important guy in the field for the Chiefs is Tyreek Hill. And because of that, I say Devin McCourty. Devin McCourty can't miss him, can't lose him. He's got to stay with him. He's got to tackle him. Devin McCourty. He slips, it's touchdowns. I think he is, because you could sit there, you guys can go offense if you want. I still look at, punching this team in the mouth, and given how the Patriots' offense has been over the years, I know what it looks like. You punch your offense in the mouth, Brady's offense in the mouth, and it rattles the entire football team.
You just can't go around punching guys in the face.
Well, if you punch these guys in the mouth, and in particular Tyreek Hill, and you shut him down, slow him down, I don't know how they react. So I'd say Devin McCourty.
Right, Christian?
He's also going to be like that last line of defense type of guy.
That's what I mean.
If he gets by that first guy, dude, you need to just make the tackle.
You may put him on him. You may have to.
There's going
to
be two people on him at all times.
Right.
Okay. Well, okay, I'm going to go against the rules because I don't think it's fair to pick one guy because I think
those are the rules. Then you don't play. Shut his microphone.
Most important person.
Those are rules. Give us a runner-up. Give us a runner-up if you want. He listened to me.
You want me to come in there and seriously beat your head in?
Ooh, here we go.
Oh, I'm shaking.
You should shake.
Make your point. I'm
interested. Here's the switch.
No. I really want to hear what you have to say.
Here's the switch.
I tell you to turn his mic off all the time, and then he tells you and you listen to him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that what you're doing?
Say that?
It's his birthday.
Is it because it's his birthday?
It is his birthday.
All right, give us the one and the runner up.
No. One heartbeat. Or one heartbeat. Or offensive line. Offensive line. The offensive line has been the reason
so
why you
players.
Lost.
It's five players.
No, it's really like a fist.
One unit.
Right? When you close it, you're strong. When you open it and you work as individuals,
you break
you're weak.
Fingers.
So, yeah, you break fingers.
Going back, it's like a heartbeat with this team.
It is. So, it is the offensive
ba-boom,
line.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
So going back to my point, if the offensive line plays the way they've played in some of these road games where they've been undisciplined.
They've been terrible. Okay, no, they've been terrible.
Okay.
It's not even close.
Okay. So if they play like that on the road, does this team have any chance of winning the game?
Not even close.
Thank you.
I don't think they'll play like that. And they've been the if you want to point to one significant aspect of the losses, it's been the offensive line. Every single one, they can't create any push whatsoever. You say, well, Sony Michel has to play well. James White, no. Sony Michel sucked because the offensive line didn't block anybody. They're either jumping off sides or missing their blocks completely, getting their asses kicked. Mm. So if they don't show up, then you lose this game.
All right, I'm going to go with Sony Michel, and I hear what you're saying with the offensive line.
One heartbeat.
And the reason I say Sony Michel's going to have a big game, and to a degree, you're right. So
I am right.
They're going to have to do what they did last week, which means Gronk is not going to be a receiver. Gronk is going to be a blocker again. He's going to do what he did last week. Sony Michel needs to get 100-plus yards for this team to win. It opens up their entire game, and it allows them to play the type of game they need to play, and that is move the sticks, occupy time like they did last week, 717, 707. Those type of drives, using that clock to keep it away from a big play by Kansas City.
Okay, so James White's your guy.
No, I just said Sony Michel's my guy.
Sony Michel, okay, so how does Sony Michel get those? How does he accomplish that?
One
by
heartbeat.
Himself?
One heartbeat.
How does he do that?
So in other
how
words,
does he do that?
If the offensive line
enough,
doesn't play, but I'm saying,
is he good enough to get yards on his own?
Okay, we're not doing it that way.
Okay, your choice sucks. It's
I think
stupid.
My choice is the best.
No, like at least he has like a legitimate like pick. Yours is all predicated on the offensive line.
Devin McCourty.
So really, you're on my
no,
side.
No, it isn't. Actually,
you're picking the offensive line.
It's actually predicated on your position on tight ends.
Tight ends may be the most important thing
for the offensive
then pick
line.
Gronk.
I pick Gronk then.
Your pick sucks.
I'm going with Sony Michel.
You're being like Sony Michel.
If you look at Sony, if you look at Sony Michel, and it's on the road. Because he doesn't do it on the road, and he doesn't do it in grass. If you look at it.
It's grass.
He does it.
Here we go with the grass.
You don't think that's a coincidence?
Honestly.
It's a
coincidence.
Every one of these games.
Do you think he sits up there and he goes, oh, man, my fever.
I don't think he sits there.
You think he's saying my allergies are acting up?
Allergies to grass.
I don't think it's an allergy.
He's like, it's hard itching.
I don't think it's an allergy.
You think it's going to be a close game, Glenn?
I do, yes.
Okay. What if I told you? Patrick Mahomes' worst quarter is at home. I mean, in the fourth quarter.
Worst. It is. I know
so
it is.
So his worst quarter through the season.
You ready
is
for
in
this?
The fourth quarter.
Lou, he has better He's numbers on the road than he does at home.
No, I'm just saying because I get your boy Boston Sports Info. Dominant in the first half. 14 touchdowns, 2 picks, 110 quarterback rating. The second half, 90. Fourth quarter, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, quarterback rating of 80. 9 sacks in the fourth quarter at home. So if it's close, does Pat Mahomes struggle in the fourth quarter?
Were you listening to the first hour? I said the one thing the Patriots might have going is that Kansas City might be better on the road than they are at home, which is amazing to me. But the numbers are
that may be the best slight advantage. All right, game's going to be close. I know
worst
what Brady looks like in the fourth quarter. I know what he looks like.
Yeah, we're starting to see what Mahomes looks like in the fourth
quarter. I think if the Patriots win, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get one of those fourth quarters that takes us back to the game against Seattle or one of those games where Tom Brady brings them back. That wouldn't surprise me if the Patriots are a couple touchdowns down and we're dealing with one of those fourth quarters.
Now you're hedging. Here we go.
That's more likely.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if Brady wins this game.
But that's more likely.
But they're not going to win.
That's more.
Save the tape.
I don't think they're going to win. But that's more likely, I think, than the Patriots dominating this game. I don't see that happening. Joe is down at the Vineyard. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Joe. How are you?
I want to throw a whole different perspective on this. So my background, I'm a sports medicine guy. I played football. Okay. 40 years I've been in the PT profession. Mm. So the way I look at this Mahomes guy, because I've been watching him and I've been watching his motion, and I also watch Tom's motion. Obviously, when you watch Tom throw, he throws with a really nice, clean motion, the way he delivers the ball. We're talking about the foul mechanics now of throwing.
Let's do it.
When I look at this kid from Kansas City. What I'm seeing, especially when he likes to do this little rollout thing to the right, or he runs to the right and he throws it across his body, he is absolutely vulnerable. I hope the defense and the Patriots are listening to this.
It's also dangerous.
So vulnerable to a dislocation, a shoulder dislocation. Okay?
What? Come on.
Seriously? You think he's vulnerable to it? How?
Wait. Listen, I watch football.
I know
you do. A whole different perspective than you guys. I've seen a lot of injuries. I've been on the field with it. Right. And I'm watching this motion. And I've seen it with pitchers, too. You get a guy to throw the ball. You see these guys, they throw the ball as a young guy, but they're throwing in a really weird motion. And slowly, over time, these guys, they're eliminated out of the game.
So you think he's going to wear it on his shoulder? Is that will that happen this Sunday? So will it happen in this Sunday? Because we're talking about this Sunday's game. So in the next three of
I don't know. It could.
You think he's vulnerable to wearing out his shoulder, and you think that could be a factor in this Sunday's game?
No, I'm sorry. No. Both. You're missing my point. Okay. One. Yeah, you're right. Long term, absolutely, I think he's vulnerable.
Okay, I'll buy that. I'll take your word for it.
I don't know how long he'll last throwing like that.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Plus, he's a running.
Number two, somebody, I'm not sure who's on the left side, but somebody coming up on that left side of our defensive end comes up on when he's rolling out right, and when he makes that little cross or whatever he does, it's called horizontal adduction of his shoulder.
Yeah.
All somebody has to do, and it doesn't have to be that hard.
Yeah, like one safety's doing a half drop, the other safety's doing a straight down hash like he's...
If it's that hard, he's out. He's out.
Okay. Hey, Joe, I appreciate the call. I really do, and I appreciate the health aspects of it. What are we talking about here? So
the only problem is that a lot of times he actually, when he's outside the pocket, he's outrunning coverage. Like he's outrunning the guy that's chasing him, so he throws it and doesn't really necessarily take hits all the time.
But are we looking at Sunday and hoping that maybe the kid could get hurt in this game on Sunday? Now, I would say any running quarterback, a guy that's going to use his legs, is more likely to get hurt than a guy that's going to usually slip back and stay in that pocket, especially a guy like Tom Brady that knows how to fall. So we all agree with that. But we're looking at a game on Sunday, and suddenly he's going to blow out his shoulder?
Could it happen? What? He could get
Anything
hurt.
Anything could happen. Brady
could get hurt, but I'm just saying, like, predicting it's going to happen when it hasn't yet, and if it does, that's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I predicted it. Yeah, okay, but it doesn't mean it was a smart prediction. Like, of course it can happen. You can predict anything you want, right? But I just don't see how you can
I'll give you an example of it.
Because of the way he plays, he's going to get hurt on Sunday.
I'll give you an example of it.
Max Kellerman is going to die.
After the first injury by Garoppolo here with the New England Patriots, where he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing, we all said the biggest problem you've got with Jimmy Garoppolo going forward, and we compared him to Tony Romo, was that he takes too many risks with the legs, and eventually he's going to get himself into trouble. And he took a risk with the 49ers this year, trying to extend an extra yard on the sideline by coming back into play, and he got hurt and blew out his knee.
A star is a star.
So we were predicting that eventually that would happen. Now, I guess you could do that with Mahomes if he keeps on running like that. Running quarterbacks are more likely to be injured than guys that are back in the pocket. But how does that affect Sunday's game?
It doesn't.
Thank you.
It's like he's a pitcher throwing a submarine. it's like putting all that torque on his
arm.
He's
on a pitch count low.
Yeah.
And maybe he's going to wear out that shoulder because he's throwing that underhanded stuff. Here's Axel in New Hampshire next up here on EEI. Axel.
Hi, boys. Yo. I just don't think Derek Johnson can guard Benji Coates or Christian Fourier.
It's a big matchup.
Doing a Stephen A here.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christian, I think if they run Christian Okoye out there, he might just eat little Landon Roberts like he's a Big Mac at the White House.
Yeah. Or Whopper.
Good, Stephen A. At least you knew Landon Roberts was a present day player.
Exactly.
Hey, on a serious note, I think the Pats are going to win this game, but I do have concerns, and I think that you guys hit the nail on the head a few minutes ago when you were talking about, you know, the running game, and I think we got to dink and dunk them to death. I think we should take the ball first if we can and go on a long drive. I think if we go into a hole early in the game, that's where my concern is, our ability to drive the ball down the field in a game where we're down a few scores. Now, interested in what you guys think about that.
Drive the football down the field if you're down?
I'm not sure you're doing that if you're down.
No, I mean, it all depends on the time. How much time do you have left? What I do like is, like, when teams get down, say you're down 14 points, some offensive coordinators freak out. They completely scrap their game plan, and they just go off script, right? Let me say they script the first 15 plays, and they have 2 3-and-outs. Some offensive coordinators will stick with it. Others will completely scrap it and go to, like, their other plays on the back of their sheet, like their two-minute calls, their got-to-have-it calls, and just try and get back into a rhythm. But I don't think the Patriots will do that. It all depends on the time. You got, 8 minutes left. You're not running the football. Then you're driving it down the field, right? Then it becomes, okay, who's the smarter coach?
All right, 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Teddy Bruschi. We'll find out who Bruschi likes in this game as well right here on...
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Guys, you know this Patriot team is now a power running football team. I gotta think that they gotta pump a lot of Sony Michel.
Before we let you go, who wins in Foxborough?
Michelle's gonna have a big day. Michelle's gonna have a big day. I'm gonna take the New England Patriots.
Mighty nailed it last week. Most of us did.
Me
Lou?
Too.
Lou?
Oh, I told you. What did I tell you about Michelle? What he's gotta do to win?
Yeah, but you didn't pretty.
Well, I just said he's got to throw for 100. He's got to run for 130 and probably a couple touchdowns.
How
what do you do?
How much money did you lose in the game?
Actually, it was all right.
Okay. You know gamblers. You know what they're like.
They never broke even.
Broke even.
Yeah, I walked out of there with all my money.
Broke even.
I walked in with everything I came
you
in
with.
You
know what broke even means?
It worked out okay.
Broke even means?
You lost.
You lost everything.
Yeah, you lost it.
It worked out
all. Never tell the truth. It's like golfers. Like, when's the last time you played? Oh, I haven't played in 3 years.
Can I ask you this?
Would
have
been better if Will Lutz hit that field goal,
would you,
that's all right.
As a gambler, would you touch this game, though? I don't think I'd touch this game.
Well, as a Patriot fan, there's really no reason to. You just sit back and enjoy it.
Right. I wouldn't touch this game.
But I'm just saying, but I mean, if you have to throw a line out there, obviously I'm taking the Pats because I like them to win this game.
If you wouldn't touch this game, you're not a real gambler. That's the thing. Yeah. That's the problem.
What do we got? We got a little brew?
A little bitter brew. Hopefully. No bitter brew?
We do.
We got bitter brew.
Teddy Bruschi being brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Welcome to AFC Championship Week. How are you?
Why you guys want me to be bitter?
Well,
no.
I mean, we're just...
We actually like bitter brew.
We like you to be angry.
Yeah, we like angry brew.
Let's tell Ordway to shut up right, and then say happy birthday.
So
hey,
listen.
Ordway, yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you, pal.
I want to make sure I said
I appreciate that.
That.
I'm closing in on your age. you nailed it last week. Okay, matter of fact, you got the win. It was a blowout. Nobody got the blowout here in New England.
Yeah.
But this is a different team. You've been critical of this team on the road. You've questioned their road DNA during the course of this season, and I'm having the same problem with them on the road here, Teddy. Convince me the New England Patriots are going to win in Kansas City. How's it going to happen?
Well, I wish I could tell you that some of the mistakes that they've made on the road in the past are things that won't happen. It's possible. I mean, this is the AFC Championship on the road, which is the biggest test of mental toughness an NFL season can present. Not winning on the road in Miami, where it's been tough, or Pittsburgh, or Tennessee, or Detroit, or Jacksonville, in a championship game setting, where every play matters, every penalty is huge, every mistake you make, a situational error or substitution, it all matters. And so the Chiefs can make them, and absolutely the Patriots can make them too. It's been what they've done in the past. It's just a matter of, who do you think's going to be the most prepared to handle it all? What coaching staff will have their team ready and in situational spots? That which staff do you believe would learn from the mistakes that were made in the regular season and then have that coached up from the bye week going into the divisional round in the way they played then and now taking it on the road and realizing what they've done in the past and how not to have those same mistakes again. What staff? It's Belichick and his staff. Oh,
all right. So Tyreek Hill had 7 receptions, 142 yards, mm-hmm. and 3 frickin' touchdowns. Can the Patriots stop this guy?
Stop him from what?
Can they stop him from completely wrecking the game? Stopping him is stopping him.
Yeah, stopping him is preventing the home run, basically.
So that's it.
That's it, because they use him too well, Christian. You know, it's he's going to get it out of the backfield. He'll get it all of those ways. but it's the same season. I think there that one play where he caught it, it was in the air, and he landed, and then all of them took angles to where we'll get this guy. But still, he was from 0 to 7 yards. You won't see anybody like this. And this top speed, you won't see the top speed possibly you might have seen before, but the acceleration to get to top speed, it's unique, it's rare. In terms of field speed, I haven't seen it before. And so taking those angles, now knowing what you're dealing with, he catches it, making the tackle for a, you know, 15, 20-yard gain rather than 60 and 70. Because if you let him run, he's out. You let him get that speed going, he's out. That's the thing, containing him and not letting Patrick Mahomes have the long ball.
So, Teddy, I think, you know, they played the disrespect card up a lot this week, and I think a lot of it was directed
to... You've got to do that, man.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it was directed to Tom, you know, and
yeah.
Just the fact that, you know, he looks old, he doesn't look right, and I think myself included just forgot that maybe this guy really was hurt for 4 or 5 weeks, and that's why he didn't look right, but he certainly looked right there on Sunday. I mean, was that the biggest difference in why people maybe were doubting this team, because it really was about Tom's play recently?
I think they jumped to conclusions in terms of that play was old rather than possibly injured, possibly having something that had happened to possibly a lower extremity, something like that.
Like an MCL, for example, on a knee.
Absolutely. 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 And then all of a sudden just saying, ha, he's old.
Yeah.
And so all of that sort of snowballs. But then, like I was saying a couple weeks ago, to get this by and then have that 40, 41-year-old quarterback and a Gronkowski have that extra week of rest, and then two games. Hope if you get this one, then another week of rest, and then another game. That's why it's turned on so much in the playoffs, because of that bye week that they get all the time. But I thought that they would come out ready to go. You know, they just exploded on the Los Angeles Chargers. I didn't see that. Anyone, even me saying that they were going to pound Sony Michel, you still don't see that type of explosion. But they came out prepared and ready to go, and he looked good.
So, Christian, I mean, real quick, Teddy, both defenses, I thought, looked really good this past weekend. I'm just curious, in your mind, which one of them is a fraud and which one of them is really good?
You know me, I'm not going to call a defense a fraud or anything like that, because they're both in the AFC Championship game. But I just thought the Colts weren't ready to play. The Chiefs do have some big time players in terms of, you know, Chris Jones and the boys. Those boys on the defensive line are good players. But I mean, the Colts were just asleep at the wheel. I don't think they were ready for that environment. I don't think they were ready for that type of situation. And if anything, I think the Chief defense is still something that can be exploited. You know, based on the last matchup, so is our defense. When you're going up against the Mahomes and these type of offensive skilled players, it is possible. I would like them to try and keep Mahomes in a traditional sense, and let him beat them from the pocket. And, you know, it's tougher said than done. I know they used a three-man rush to try to keep the edges a little bit more, and then using Hightower and Van Noy to hit either the number two or the number three receiver. That's about 5 or 6 yards from the end of the offensive formation. Hit them and then join the rush. That was something that worked for them. It's funny, later on in the season, the Arizona Cardinals also tried to implement that type of strategy. It worked. Chandler Jones was coming around the edge. Deion Buchanan used it to hit Tyreek Hill and then rush the passer, the linebacker Deion Buchanan for the Cardinals. But I think that's something that'll be used again. I think what they feed off of is those no-look passes, those Mahomes scrambles, throwing across the field, then Arrowhead gets jacked up, and then everybody is excited that they had a scramble play like that again. Take those away. Make them earn it. If they beat you with a 13-play, a 15-play drive, you know, you got to sort of shake their hands. But I think Mahomes is so ingrained in, I got this right arm right here that's special that God gave me, and I can do anything I want with it, and I'm going to try and stay alive and do everything I possibly can, and you got to keep that away from him.
Okay, so other than Tom Brady, who's the most important player on this team, on the Patriots team, other than Tom? You can't pick Tom, and you can't pick Bill.
It's Sony. I really believe it's Sony again this week, and it's the offensive line.
Oh, thank you.
It's the offensive line. You can go with them too, and how valuable they're going to be. I mean, rewatching the last game, I saw Trent Brown and Tooney and those boys drive Chris Jones off the line of scrimmage to where he was 4 yards down the line of scrimmage early in the game, and Sony was just running it down their throat. That's got to happen again. How far do you think you can throw the football in potential weather that it's going to be? If it's 5 degrees, if it's colder than that, if there's a 7 degree, 7 mile per hour wind that they're talking about, that's not a lot, but still, I mean, high percentage football in that, you know what it is. It's funny how in an age where offenses are trying to be innovative and advance, the Patriots are going backwards. They've tried to reestablish the power aspect of football, offensive football, utilizing James Devlin. They told you in the draft, like I was saying, draft and win, getting Michelle, the offensive line. They're going the other way. And maybe it's because Bill sees what this effect of this offense is doing to defenses on the other side. So they're trying to get smaller. They're trying to get faster. Okay, everybody's trying to do that now. Well, I got a quarterback that can be that type of quarterback when we need him to be. But then if I have this other element and I can pound and mash on all these little dudes, that's maybe going to get us to where we want to go. So I can see what they're thinking.
So the story of the game, and I know you're a defensive guy, is that the defenses probably are not going to be a major factor, a stop here or a stop there. But the style of the offense is going to be totally different. The Patriots have to control the football. They have to do what they did against the Chargers, don't they? Because if they play Kansas City's type of game, it could be over in a hurry. Big plays.
How can Kansas City think that their type of football is going to be successful in this type of weather? When you're freezing your ass off out there and it's 5 degrees and you think you're going to throw it all over the place?
Yeah, the temperatures are now, they're claiming it's going to be a little bit warmer now. Now they're saying temperatures in the upper teens. So I don't know. We had temperatures like that this past week in Foxborough. Very similar to that. And they were able to throw. The Patriots are able to do what they want to do. So you're right. The Patriots may be, if it's really cold because of the way they play in ball control and running the football, play action, open up the short passing game. But they have to do that now, don't they? Or they're done in this game.
Yeah, well, you're saying the Patriots have to open it up and score, you're talking about?
No, that? I think just the opposite. I think what you're saying is they need to control the football.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's old school. It's what you're going to have to get back to. It's make believe like you got Corey Dillon back there, like it's 2004 and you're mashing it down people's throat. And then, you know, the defenses, it may not, I'm not saying that they don't matter. No, I'm not saying that. But every three and out now is like a turnover with this offense. Every three and out is like a turnover. If you get some type of turnover, an interception, that's huge also. Any possession that you can steal is huge. But I think the Patriots are going to have the goal of being efficient on the offensive side of the ball and running the football. And I think that they're going to attack just the flats, the middle of the field. James White's going to have a big day, too. Anything down the field, I don't know how the Patriots can think that's going to be high percentage football in this one. Maybe a shot or two game plan. I don't know. But that's not high percentage football right now. So this game, what I'm trying to say is I'm picking the Patriots to win. They're going to be in Atlanta. And I'm saying that because this game is exactly it's advantageous to the way the Patriots play offensively.
Hey, Teddy, do you think that Gronk is what he is and dominate the rushing, run blocking, or is this a game of the matchup? Maybe you could see him being more of the old school Gronk, pass catching the ball.
There are going to be splash opportunities, and the splash opportunities can be just like in the last game, Lou, when it was a pass interference call. Because if it's one-on-one and he didn't catch it, but it was still pass interference in the end zone, you're getting the ball on the one. Does Gronk get an assist? Any type of assist for that, because it's the matchup problem that caused it there. You know, the selective shots down the field. He's still going to have his opportunities, but for me, the way the Patriots are going to win the football game, Gronk's going to have his hand in the dirt, or he's going to have in motion Whamon, Chris Jones, you know, those type of things, and it's going to be a physical matchup for him.
All right, before we let you go, it sounds like you've already said it. You like the Patriots in this game, but based on all these games that you call, how confident are you with this one?
Well, I'm more confident in this one than I am picking the Saints in the other one. Because I think anything can happen in that NFC matchup, in that perfect environment, and the stars that are on the defensive side of the Los Angeles Rams, of them just making a play or two on the defensive side of the ball. I really think that this game, this AFC championship outdoors in Kansas City with this type of weather, the Patriots are perfect for it. And Mahomes, I think he's gonna stretch himself. He's gonna try to do something that he's been doing all year. And I don't know how much Andy Reid is a good enough coach to realize the adjustments he may have to make in game. He's had problems with that before. And if I'm going to bet on a coaching staff also, it's going to be Bill Belichick.
All right. Should be fun. By the way, your colleagues seem to be a little bit more timid this week. They're almost fearful of saying anything negative about New England like they were last week. Did you notice that around the office this week? Notice any of that?
Something's turning, yeah.
Very fearful. They might look stupid, and we all hate to look stupid. Sometimes it just happens, right? All right, Teddy.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week. See you, pal.
All right, guys. See ya.
Take it easy. Teddy Bruschi, right here on the OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.